live from the Batcave. You're listening to That 590 Show. I am your host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio and John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. It does feel like the Batcave in here. It's so dim. I keep threatening to come in here one day and change all these light bulbs. Because out of all the people who work here, I'm the one who lives the closest. I'm like 10 minutes away. There's no excuse. If it's still like this by the end of the week, as God is my witness, I will come in here this weekend and I will change every single one of these bulbs. You have my word.
Seems like every time we come in here, we've lost another bulb.
It does. It keeps getting darker and darker in here. Rocchio's probably one of those people who likes it dim. He doesn't like the light.
No, I mean, it's the same amount we had last week. We haven't lost one in about a week. We're good.
Seems like
guys,
it's darker
but I can
in here.
I can see just fine.
I kind of like the dark.
Babies.
I like it nice and bright in here so I can see things.
Yeah, that's true.
Call me crazy.
Good point.
The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line, 855-282-8255. You can add us on Twitter, at 590 show, at Matt underscore Berger, at Rock 590, and at John Rudolph 22. Joining us at 6:20 will be Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. At 7 p.m., Shane Young from BballBreakdown.com. And then at 7:30, Danny Jones, the beat writer for Mizzou Men's Basketball for the Columbia Daily Tribune. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. Hope everybody had a wonderful, fantastic weekend. The weather was outstanding. Yesterday, I hope you called your mom or spent some time with your mom. And if you didn't, I know that Giamatti did. You know Giamatti did. If you didn't spend some time with mom, with your mom, Giamatti spent some time with your mom. That's how he gets down. I love saying this stuff because Giamatti turns beet red. That's the best thing about it.
Really
That's
is.
Why I do it, because Giamatti really turns is. So beet red.
Couldn't take that phone call quicker.
I'm surprised we're hearing from this guy, to be honest with you. I thought for sure yesterday, after the way yesterday went down, I'm like, there's no way we're going to hear from this guy. But I'm already going to tell you, I know what he's going to say. He's going to blame everything on Zsa Zsa Pachulia. Mr. 99.9% Mark is joining us on the Bellman Automotive phone line. Mark, what's on your mind?
What's going on? One Mr. Matt, especially that Mr. Matt Rocchio, I told him, what did he tell me last night about the Spurs, that the Spurs couldn't compete with the Warriors? Didn't he tell me that last week?
I think I was the one who probably said that. Probably not Rocchio. That sounds like something I would say.
I said, do not underestimate a Greg Popovich coach team. Didn't I tell you that? The guy had the game plan down pat, okay? He had the right ingredients to beat him. Only thing happened, Kawhi Leonard got hurt. That's it.
Kawhi Leonard.
The only thing that went wrong for him.
Yeah, it's okay? Amazing that a team as well coached as the San Antonio Spurs with other great players other than Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard is their best team. There's no question about that. But losing Kawhi Leonard, even though you're up against maybe the greatest assembled roster in NBA history in the Golden State Warriors, if you're up by 25 or up by 20, you should probably still win that game. And they kind of were up until towards the end. I mean, you had Golden State go on that 18-0 run, and that's what got it close.
That
and
was
then
literally
after that,
right after Kawhi leaves.
It really is.
That was right after it happened.
That
was immediately after he left. And that's the crazy thing about the Warriors, man. Leads just disappear by them
in
90 seconds because you can just bomb threes and you
bomb
hit
threes
them.
And actually Golden State's Golden State's better defensively than what people give them credit for.
They always have been. They kind of fell off last year. They've regained that a little bit, which is surprising considering they traded in Andrew Bogut's rim protection for Zsa Pachulia's rim protection.
Mark,
preposterous when you think about it.
Mark, I'm a little surprised you're not saying that the Zsa Zsa Pachulia play was dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty, man. That was dirty.
Was it dirty in the same sense of Bruce Bowen doing the exact same thing when he wore the San Antonio uniform for all those years?
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Bruce Bowen did that a lot in a Heat jersey, too.
He did. I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but people saying that's not dirty and malicious, I'm sorry, but sticking your foot out under a shooter is one of the most tried and true dirty but not dirty tactics in the NBA. And there's people who are saying, if you look at the replay, Pachulia didn't even look down to see where he had to put his foot. Neither did Bruce Bowen. You know where their feet are going to go in a vicinity. You try it a lot. Right. Every once in a while, you're going to hit it. And Pachulia, if you watch Pachulia at all in his career, but especially if you watch Pachulia this year with the Warriors, because the reason he's on the team is because he's an energy guy who's going to pass the ball, rebound.
He does a good job of that.
He was always sticking his feet under players, and there are a lot of times they didn't hit him because sometimes you're not able to check it, but he did it constantly.
I find it ironic.
The NBA needs to change that rule, man. You got to have a shooter.
That is a foul now because he was called for that foul a couple plays before that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that used to be incidental contact until about 10 years ago. They've really come down on that.
Yeah,
one.
They really have.
If you over pursue and put your feet out, and the guy comes down on your foot, it's a foul
and
against you.
I think
in the day that was never a foul. So I think it's
known as the Bruce Bowen rule too. It's kind of like how the horse collar tackle in the NFL is known as the Roy Williams rule, because Roy Williams did it all the time when he was a safety for the Dallas Cowboys. He was breaking everybody's leg. This is known as the Bruce Bowen rule.
He admitted that he did it. That's why they made that rule, because he was a dirty player also. So, I mean, I don't have no tolerance for people that can't, you know, do type of stuff like that, man. If you're going to play straight up. Don't go out there and try to injure a guy, all right? Well, what's the purpose of that?
I mean, I just find it ironic that the San Antonio Spurs had their best player knocked down in the Bruce Bowen play. But considering all the years that Bruce Bowen did that for the Spurs, it's right up there when Tony Siragusa did that belly flop on Rich Gannon when the Ravens and the Raiders were playing in the playoffs, and he knocked out Rich Gannon. He knocked out the Raider on a total Raider move when he did that belly flop on Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon leaves the game. The Ravens go on to win that game, and they go on to win the World Series. So it's right up there, in my opinion, as far as ironic plays go in sports teams.
Well, I'll tell you what, the rest of the series rests on Kawhi's Leonard's ankle, man.
If San Antonio, if they had the best chance of winning a game in this series, I think it was yesterday because it was game one after Golden State's had a long layoff.
That's what I'm interested to see.
Jazz.
Because of our comments.
That would be right. Like I said, otherwise you would be right, but this is a Greg Popovich coach team, man. There's no quitting these guys, okay? They're going to go out there and fight.
It's not about whether they're going to fight, whether they're going to try really hard, or whether they want it more than the other team. The fact of the matter is they simply –
The talent roster.
The talent disparity is huge, and so that's what I'm wondering right now, Mark. Was that the cause of a big layoff by Golden State and them finding their feet in conjunction with the Kawhi? Hold on a second, Mark. Was it them having a tough game, like Berger said, because of a big layoff, them finding their feet in conjunction with the Kawhi injury, or are we actually going to see the Spurs put up a competitive series in a facet that no one thought they were going to? And that's not – I don't think that was disrespectful to Pop. It was just acknowledging the fact that without Parker and with an old Ginobili, this is the most vulnerable Spurs team.
Only so much a coach can do.
Since David Robinson left.
If you look at that game, man, look at the first half. You see what Popovich was doing. He was exploiting the use of LaMarcus Aldridge, okay? That's what he needs to do. The Golden State had no answer for him. Nobody, who they put on him, the guy was scoring, okay? Next game, I'm feeding that ball to LaMarcus Aldridge until they can prove they can stop.
Aldridge's got to be more aggressive on the low post, too.
Aldridge was terrible in the second half.
Especially down the stretch.
He was turning the ball over
Everybody was terrible in the second half, dude. Rocchio, what's your point? Everybody was horrible. Nobody could hit a shot the second half.
He's got to step up.
That's my point. He needs to step up. He's the number two guy on that team. You know, behind Kawhi, he was the man. They should have won. LaMarcus Aldridge should have demanded that ball to be in his hands at all times. Okay, that's what superstars do, man. You know, they step up.
That's what LaMarcus Aldridge is going to have to do. He's going to have to step up.
We talked about that in the last series, and that's a big thing. I'm sorry. We asked him to step up, and he did it one of the two times. The second time, he did it against the Rockets. But the fact that he didn't do it the first time was worrisome, and now the question is he going to be able to do it against the Warriors? Because it looks like Kawhi aggravated that ankle to the point where he might be out in game two.
And maybe this was a wake-up call for the Warriors, too. Maybe they were like, yeah, you know what? Maybe we're not playing the Portland Trailblazers, and we're not playing the Utah Jazz. We're playing the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, maybe that was the wake up call that they needed. But man, when they want to pour it on, they can pour it on. I had so much fun watching that second half yesterday. If you're not an NBA fan and you want a team to root for, even though they're probably the biggest, most hated team in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are so much fun to watch. They are a fun basketball team to watch.
It's hard not to be when you have three of the best scorers in the game at one time.
But I mean, just
it's unbelievable.
Just a different way so they can score, though, too. I mean, you got the three-point shooting. Durant can still get to the rim, even though he's more of a jump shooter. When Durant wants to go to the rim, he can go to the rim. As slim as he is, he can still get there.
Who wins against Washington and Boston tonight?
Yeah, it's hard to bet against Boston in Boston. I don't think Washington has won a playoff game in Boston since, like, 1982. I thought I heard that earlier today. But, yeah, it's hard to get to bet against the Boston Celtics in Boston in a Game 7.
I'm looking at an upset tonight. I think Washington will pull this out, man.
I think Washington gives Cleveland a better series than what Boston does, but we'll find out. But, yeah, I just don't see the Wizards going in there with as erratic as that team is. They may go up there and they may win by 20 or they may lose by 20. I can't figure out this Wizards team. And Washington sports, not exactly great right now.
Right.
That was a miracle shot on Friday night that John Wall used to save their season. I don't know if they're going to be as fortunate tonight.
Okay. All right. You guys, take it easy.
Appreciate it, Mark. We'll hear from you tomorrow.
All right.
But, yeah, I had a lot of fun watching that game one of the Western Conference Finals, and like I don't think it's going to go seven games, but you give me seven games of that, I'll be a happy man.
Yeah, I really hope Kawhi comes back now in game three, because I mean I can't imagine game two being that much fun to watch if Kawhi's out. And I do want to see what happens, because you know there's no doubt in my mind that if Kawhi comes back and they win game three, they win game three and four, or competitive, if Popovich keeps this one close, it'll be one of the most impressive coaching jobs by him since, I would say, they ran the Heat out of the building. Because, again, I don't think it's ridiculous to say that this is the most up-in-the-air, one of the most up-in-the-air Spurs teams when it comes to do they have a top level of talent since they broke up Robinson and Duncan, and there was that kind of that middle ground when it went from Robinson and Duncan to Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili. You know, when they were, you know, when Nick Van Exel and those guys were like the second leading scorer behind Tim Duncan. I can't imagine another Spurs team in the last 20 years that's been this a throw up. And that's so incredible for Popovich and the Spurs organization, because they're still a 50-60 win team and they're fighting for a Western Conference, you know, they're fighting for a spot in the finals. But at the same time, LaMarcus Aldridge hasn't been what you thought he was going to be when you made him a big free agent signing. And Kawhi is hurt and he's the only other big guy. Manu is not the bench guy he is now. Mark laughed at me when I brought up Jonathan Simmons. He was beautiful in that game yesterday. He had 13
Simmons
points.
Has had his moments.
He had 13
yeah.
points in the first half and was playing great defense. It's not a knock against Popovich to say that they don't have a great chance in this series. It's just not. It would be an incredible coaching job.
If you're San Antonio, though, the way that you're playing, even though I don't think they're going to win the series, but the way that they're playing, they're being very competitive. This is a great sales pitch to someone like Chris Paul and Paul George, saying, yeah, you know what? We're only you away from knocking out the super team and making the Western Conference a two-horse race instead of a one-horse race that everybody seems to think it is. If you're Chris Paul and you're Paul George, that has to be pretty intriguing, especially if you're someone like Chris Paul, whose legacy is really on the line, considering he's never made it past the second round of the NBA playoffs. But another thing, too, though, I would imagine Chris Paul really likes doing all those State Farm commercials. Look at San Antonio. Other than maybe Tim Duncan's rookie year when he was in an Edge shaving gel commercial, you don't see San Antonio stars in any kind of national commercials. I'm sure they're in all kinds of commercials in San Antonio, and Eric Messersmith, when he was living there, I'm sure he could attest to that. But if you look at the way this Spurs team is set up now, you don't see them in any national commercials. They want you concentrating on basketball and winning the championship and not on your personal brand. If you're Chris Paul, I mean, it's going to be a decision you're going to have to make, I have a feeling. Let's say, or actually, we need to get to the 590 Show Sports Update Desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.
The The Cardinals are not in action tonight. They will take on the Red Sox starting tomorrow in a little two-game series. Lance Lynn versus Eduardo Rodriguez, the lefty for the Sox, will be the matchup for Game 1 and Game 2. NL ERA leader Mike Leake will take on the righty Rick Porcello. On the baseball diamond in action right now, in the top of the first, the Braves and the Blue Jays are scoreless, as are the Astros and the Marlins also. Early on in the top of the first. Later on tonight, Game 7 in Boston. The Wizards and the Celtics trying to decide who will play LeBron James and the Cavaliers. And also at 7 p.m. tonight, the Senators and the Penguins get back underway for Game 2 of those Eastern Conference Finals as the Senators look to take a 2-0 lead. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. We'll take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Rob Raines from STLSportsPage.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here at 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.